Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 11, the surplus of the produce of the good land, and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness. Wednesday. Related verses. Deuteronomy 12:11. Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause his name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Jehovah. Ephesians 3:18. May be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. John 4:23-24. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 4:15. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Related reading. Whenever we come together, regardless of the kind of meeting we have, we should come with the Christ experienced by us. In this way, the surplus of Christ is offered to God and exhibited to the whole universe. Then our meetings will be enriched and strengthened because they are full of Christ. Christ will be expressed through us, not only in the building up of the church, but also in the church life, in all the meetings of the church. Then we will bear a testimony of being united and built up in Christ to be an expression of Christ. In all the meetings, we should have something of Christ to offer. This depends on our daily labor on Christ. If we daily labor on Christ, we will have something of Christ to bring to our church meetings, to contribute to others, and offer to God, so that we can enjoy Christ with God for the exhibition and exaltation of Christ. Then Christ will be expressed as the rich content of the church life. The Lord told his people that they must come together to worship him at least 3 times a year, at the time of the Passover, at the time of the Pentecost, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And he told them that whenever they come together, they must bring to him something of the produce of the good land. We must realize that whenever we come to the meetings, whenever we come to worship the Lord, we should not come with our hands empty. We must come with our hands full of the produce of Christ. We need more than just a little of Christ to satisfy our own needs. We must produce enough of him so that there will be a surplus remaining for others, for the poor and for the needy. You must open your hand to your brother, to the poor one with you, and to the needy one with you in your land. Deuteronomy 15:11. There must also be a surplus to meet the needs of the priests and the Levites. This shall be the priest's rightful due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether an ox or a sheep. They shall give the priest the shoulder. You shall give him the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your fresh oil, and the first shearing of your sheep. And above all, the best of the surplus must be reserved for the Lord. When they harvested the field, they were to reserve the first fruits for the Lord. When the cattle were brought forth, the firstborn were for the Lord. We must labor diligently, not only to bring forth enough to satisfy our own needs, but also to acquire a surplus to meet the needs of others, with the best reserved for the Lord. Then we will be acceptable to the Lord, and He will be pleased with us. This is the life in the good land. It is a life in which we are continually laboring on Christ, in which we are producing Him in a mass way. We are reaping so much of Christ that we are fully satisfied. And beyond that, we have a surplus to share with others and to worship God. To worship God with Christ does not mean to worship Him individually, but to worship Him collectively with all the children of God by enjoying Christ with one another and with God. Everyone brings a portion of Christ from his laboring on Him, and there is a rich enjoyment of Christ, not only by all the saints, but most of all by God, to whom the best is offered.